Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So we see in verse number one, when he had opened the seventh seal, this angel, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So this seventh seal opens up the seven trumpets. So there's seven more angels. Now, again, it's very interesting, before I go any farther, to read after a lot of people. I read after a lot just to get their ideas. And many of them, some good men, some wise men, who has forgotten more of the Bible than I would ever know. I'm just a simple, plain Baptist preacher. But these guys, many of these guys, I read four of them yesterday, that said there are seven archangels. There's only one. The Bible only names one archangel. Who is he? Michael. The Bible only declares one archangel. Some of these guys included Gabriel as an archangel. Gabriel's never named as, matter of fact, you know what the word ark means? I learned this, I guess y'all would probably, y'all are Greek and Hebrew. It's pretty intimidating to have these Greek and Hebrew scholars in this church, you know. So I have to stay on my toes. You know what ark means? First. I learned this recently. You hear about archangel? Well, what does ark mean? Well, look it up. It means first. So Michael is the first. And the archangel. Now, whether he's first in creation or first in order and rank, that's debatable. But anyway, it means first. First angel, archangel. Well, the Bible only declares one. These other men, great men, a couple of them were Baptist writers. And if I was to name, I went through a study in the book of Genesis too. Great man of God. They wrote that Gabriel was an archangel. And then Raphael, they named them. That comes from the book of the Apocrypha. You ever heard of Apocrypha? The book of Enoch and these other books. These Baptist preachers were taking these archangels out of those intertestamental books that are not inspired by God. And I want to beat my head. Why are you throwing these names out? They're not in the Bible. They're not in Scripture. But yet, they put these in the books. Well, just so you'll know, when it said, I saw seven angels, that's the reason I only mentioned that. A lot of people believe these are seven archangels. There's only one. For you Bible students who would like to dig a little bit deeper, there's only one. The Bible mentions Michael as the only archangel. Anyway, there's seven angels that were given seven trumpets. And then verse number three. Again, there's so much going on. And another angel came and stood at the altar. Don't go any farther. Some of these same men who said that there are seven archangels, they identified this another angel as Jesus Christ. I don't believe that. I believe this is just another angel. We're going to see what this angel does. Matter of fact, again, this word another, again, I'm not a Greek scholar, but it means of the same kind. There's two different words for another. That I'm aware of. And we find it in the same example in the book. Turn me to the book of Galatians, chapter number. I got to be careful turning my Bible pages because they're so brittle and watermarked. I got to be careful. Yes, Galatians chapter number 1. Paul is talking about a one true gospel. Verse number 6. He's telling these believers, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. Now, in the English language, those are two, the same word, another. But if you get into the Greek, what he's really saying, they're two separate words, are they not, temple? The first word is another. It means, in verse number 6, that of another gospel, it means of a different kind. It's not the same. It's another. Are you following? Well, that's another gospel. But in verse number 7, it says, which is not another. That another means alike. It's like. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. I know this is confusing to some. I just want you to say, with that in mind, the book of Galatians chapter 1 has that same word, another. One means different, and one means like another. Well, here back in Revelation chapter number 8, when it says in verse number 2 or 3, and another angel came and stood at the altar. This another is the one that is alike, like the other angels. Are you following? That's that word. I don't know what the Greek word is. Doug, you're looking it up right now. I know you are. Are you? What's that word? The like. It's like another angel. The one in verse number 3. Oh, okay. Well, trust me, it's so. I checked it out, okay? It means he's like the other angels. Jesus is not like the other angels. He's another angel. So, again, for you Bible students, just know to set it in order. I don't believe this is Jesus who's coming and take before the altar, and we're going to see these prayers that go up before God. Some good men said, well, this is Jesus Christ because he is the high priest. Well, you're kind of stretching a little bit. I believe this is another angel, like the other seven, like the multitude of angels that are out there. There are innumerable number of angels. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And I have a note in here when he says all the saints, God keeps all of our prayers. When he says all the saints, I believe he's even talking about us, of all saints of all times. You know, your prayers are never wasted. They're never wasted. Well, much can be said, but I need to move on. He should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. Which tells me something else, by the way. Man, you could really dig in, go farther. You know, before the throne of God, there is a golden altar. Remember when Moses was supposed to build a tabernacle? I don't know what it's supposed to be like, Lord. God opened the canopies of heaven. Remember that? And he said, I want you to do a pattern just like this with the laver and all of the candlestick, all of that. I want it just like that down there. I believe that's all in heaven. Okay? At least we see a golden altar here, and we go, the Holy of Holies. How this, when the high priest of Israel would go on the Day of Atonement, once a year, he'd enter into the Holy of Holies and offer that blood. He'd go, only he could go back there. You know, you remember the story of the Holy of Holies? Once a year, where he would go back behind that curtain and he'd offer that blood upon the altar. I believe there's a Holy of Holies in heaven. And when Jesus died, he went to heaven. He offered his own blood on that Holy of Holies. Preacher, you're crazy. I believe that. So much could be said. But we at least see there's a golden altar for the throne. Verse number 4. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. What kind of prayers were these? Well, could it be that in the book of Matthew, one of the prayers is, when the book of Matthew, when the disciples came to Jesus, said, Lord, teach us to pray, as John's disciples taught his disciples to pray, teach us to pray. And so Jesus taught them, well, and when you pray, pray in like manner. Now, it's often called the model prayer, okay, which is, it's a good thing, but it's not something we repeat. A lot of people use it as a prayer, you know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're not to repeat that prayer. It's a model prayer. Pray in like manner, okay? And we broke that down months ago, what all that entailed. But anyway, in the prayer he said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Okay, just a sideline. God's kingdom is not yet. Amen, preacher. We live in a world of chaos, of confusion, it's a mess. Now, if I wasn't a Baptist preacher, I'd probably cuss. It's a mess. God's kingdom is not yet. It will come.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.